top top. You know I love to make it.
It's Tyler Ghana as well as Skilly Bang on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Let's get into the first episode of Financial Breakfast for the year.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Let's get right into it, man. First one for the year. We are obviously in a space where we want to have more control of our money and, you know, controlling our money as opposed to our money controlling us.
Yep.
We just want to do better, man. So let's hear from our financial expert, that is Juliana Deripi, on how we can start off the year on a good note, obviously, financially. Because, you're that January salary is gone already. But yeah, let's see. We're going to do better from Feb, I promise.
Let's see.
Morning,
2020.
Good morning, 2025, and welcome to the month of love. Spread this love into your financial matters. Before that, I would like to put out a disclaimer saying that I am not speaking, neither am I representing any company. However, as a licensed and registered financial advisor, I am well within my rights to give you professional and sound financial advice. Okay? Okay, let's get back into loving on your finances all of this year. To start, you ask, as cliche as it sounds, it starts with you. You need to want this for yourself. You need to want a better financial standing. How you ask? It starts with discipline and consistency. Now, these two are well said and they are well spoken of and they are well renounced. But put into the act, they are the most hardest to do. To discipline yourself and to stay consistent. Stay within your lane. To stay within your budget. To make sound financial decisions. The best way to track yourself is by budgeting. Budgeting has always been the first place where anyone starts, especially if you want to keep track and records of your financial spendings, your financial income, your financial habit in all. You just need to start with a budget and you need to stay within this budget. The other thing is making savings a priority. This could be whether opening up a unit trust, opening up investments, opening up buying into shares, getting into a stock fell. However, I do suggest that if you do take the route of stock fell, where you give X amount of money so that by the end of the year, groceries is bought or money is shared amongst, please always try and seek out legal advice or legal routes and just legalize that matter. I still stand fully behind legalizing stock fells so that it's safe and you are guaranteed. Where else where you can exercise discipline is probably reading more financial literacy books, just to change your mindset and to change your habits. Thing I strongly also suggest for this year is a side hustle. If you've got God's given talents, polish your talents, get that side hustle coined. Okay, so word of the week is normalize doing hard things for a better tomorrow. Investing will make you feel broke while getting richer. And as I leave you on that, when is the best time to start? Yesterday, last year. Better yet, start now. As for me, if you've liked today's conversation and you'd like to speak with me a little bit more, kindly call me on 0816448286 and we can continue this conversation. As for me, bye, au revoir.
Thank you so much, OC. Yeah, that's wise words there. Start yesterday.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. We'll do our best.
It's 8:57 on Namibia's Art and Soul. On the other side, we go to the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
Fly Namibia is back with exciting news. Literates